William Siwon is no stranger to the problems abandoned oil and gas wells can cause.
It's just an eyesore. They had to fence one off because it's leaking now, and I just don't want them there.
Siwon has 5 inactive wells on his cattle ranch near Lost Creek, West Virginia. They were installed in the 60s and 70s, and the companies that own the wells have long since gone out of business. On a recent rainy Monday, Siwon took me out to see one. We climb into a side-by-side, a sort of golf cart on steroids. After a 20-minute drive, we stumble down a steep hill in a wooded thicket.
Well, there it is. See the gas bubbling up out of it?
Yeah.
See the gas coming up out of it? And sometimes there's oil. There's where they had one of them pads to soak up the oil last time I complained about it.
The well itself is fairly small, a rusted tube of metal about 3 feet high with a series of valves jutting out of the ground. As we get close to it, we can in fact hear the gas leaking out into a muddy puddle. Across West Virginia, there are more than 12,000 abandoned wells. Nearly one-third, including those on Siwon's land, are what are called orphaned. The company that owns them no longer exists, and it falls on the state to plug them. That can cost thousands of dollars, and the state depends on a small permit fee collected on wells and any bonds forfeited to the state when a company goes under. Since 2012, West Virginia has plugged just 7 wells, but this summer, a new law went into effect that could help.
We've been looking for years for a way to find the money or to require the industry to pay better bonds in order to get these wells plugged and keep more wells from being orphaned.
Dave McMahon is a lawyer and co-founder of the West Virginia Surface Owners' Rights Organization. He explains a new law passed earlier this year that governs oil and gas drilling on properties owned by multiple people also includes more resources for orphan well plugging. Here's how it works. Sometimes a company wants to drill under a tract of land, but can't find all of the owners. Under the 2018 co-tenancy bill passed by the West Virginia legislature, if 75% of landowners agree to a lease, a company can drill, and any royalties earned by those missing owners will be set aside. If they do turn up, they get the money.
But if they don't show up, then after 7 years, all that money that's accumulated in the treasurer's office goes to plug some of these orphaned wells.
No one knows yet how much money this new provision could bring in. It could be millions. But McMahon cautions it will take years before any of it can be used.
It's hard to know if we'll ever get the job done because there are so many of them and there are going to be so many more of them and it costs so much to plug them.
West Virginia is not alone in grappling with this problem. A 2016 study by the nonpartisan environmental think tank Resources for the Future found many states lack policies to deal with legacy wells drilled decades ago. Alan Krupnik is a co-author of the report. He says most also don't have adequate rules in place to ensure enough money is being collected to plug wells being drilled today.
They really don't have the regulatory tools to do it because, as we found, the cost of plugging these wells are a lot greater than the bonding requirements.
This is the case in Kentucky. The state has more than 13,000 abandoned and orphan wells. The only money it gets to plug them comes from forfeited bonds. Lanny Brannick is a spokesperson with the Kentucky Energy and Environment Cabinet.
We may have an emergency repair on a big well, and we may have had bonds forfeited on several small wells, and those funds just don't add up. So we're constantly behind.
The state has plugged just 33 wells since 2012. But in Ohio, state regulators tapped a different revenue stream. In a forested knoll in Carroll County, Ohio, backhoes and bobcats zip around. Nearby, a crew of 3 men is running 2-inch metal pipe hundreds of feet down into an old well that was built before World War II. Gene Keeney manages the Orphan Well Program for the Ohio DNR's Division of Oil and Gas Resources. The wells being plugged here have been on the agency's radar for a while.
I mean, we get calls every day from people, companies, you know, about orphan wells.
In 1977, the state created a program dedicated to plugging orphan wells, funded by a small percentage of the severance tax paid by oil and gas drillers. Like most taxes, severance tax ebbs and flows, and the agency has an expanding list of wells to plug. Bikini says investing in plugging old wells actually benefits the oil and gas industry.
It's actually coming back to them. you know, to the operators, the money's coming back to them in the form of work.
A new law slated to go into effect at the end of this month will more than double the amount of severance tax earmarked for plugging. Steve Irwin is a spokesperson for the division.
4 or 5 years ago, the budget for the program was less than $1 million. This past fiscal year, we spent $6 million, and we will have over $20 million to spend this year to plug orphan wells.
The stakes are high if wells are left abandoned. In addition to leaking oil and other pollutants into water or the ground, inactive wells can emit methane, a powerful greenhouse gas many times more potent than carbon dioxide. Back in West Virginia, Suwon says he was glad to hear about the new provision that puts more money toward plugging orphan wells. But he fears without upping bond amounts or enforcing the laws to make oil and gas operators plug wells in a timely manner, the problem may never go away.
I mean, I can't imagine if they can't plug these little wells, what they're going to do with the Marcellus well that needs plugged.
The region's fracking boom is adding many more wells that tap the deep gas in the Marcellus shale. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Brittany Patterson.